Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Push back over tariffs on Mexican and Canadian products. National anthem before last night's game against the Clippers in Toronto. CBS's Chris Mavridis is north of the border.
At this downtown Toronto supermarket, the bin that's usually filled with a mountain of American lemons is pretty much empty. Same for the stock of oranges over there, and looks like the grapes too. Starting tomorrow, those American imports will be hit with a 25% tariff. The other thing shoppers are noticing here are red maple leaf stickers that have suddenly appeared on Canadian-made products that have also been moved to much more prominent displays.
President Trump isn't budging.
Canada's been very tough on oil, on energy. They don't allow our farm products in, essentially. They don't allow a lot of things in, and we allow everything to come in. It's been a one-way street.
The day before tariffs kick in, futures markets cratering. Dow futures down 579 right now. S&P futures down 88. NASDAQ futures off 358. That's more than 1.5%. In an X post overnight, Elon Musk said he's in the process of closing the U.S. Agency for International Development after his representatives were shut out. CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
CBS News has learned at least two top USAID security officials have been placed on leave after denying DOGE personnel access to classified materials.
At last night's Grammy Awards, Kendrick Lamar dedicated his Record and Song of the Year awards to L.A.'s Compton neighborhood.
I can't give enough thanks, you know, to these places that I rolled around since high school.
CBS's Matt Wolf.
Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga underscoring the vibe of the night at the Grammy Awards on CBS after the catastrophic wildfires that ravaged the area just weeks ago.
We are L.A. strong.
Members of the L.A. County Fire Department handing out the award for Album of the Year, Beyonce's Cowboy Carter.
This ain't
which also picked up Best Country Album. That faced stiff criticism since its release, Beyonce addressing the topic.
I think sometimes genre is a cold word to keep us in our place as artists.
Matt Wolf, CBS News.
Thousands of people draped in Mexican and Salvadoran flags shut down L.A.'s 101 freeway hours before to protest President Trump's immigration policy.
We're out here showing that, you know, the immigrants do matter. You know, for our people, we help build this state. We help build this country.
Mr. Trump is terminating a program that protects hundreds of thousands of Venezuelan migrants from deportation. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Burlington Menards employee was killed in a parking lot accident last night. Police say at around 9, a 21-year-old died after being struck by a co-worker's vehicle in the Menards parking lot. Burlington police say both employees were leaving the closed store when the collision occurred. A 20-year-old driver, also an employee, remained on site to assist police. No charges have been issued as investigators work to figure out what happened. There's a lot of allocating set for tomorrow's city council meeting in Racine. A total of $2.1 million is on the agenda. There's a little over $1 million in a grant to be accepted for the Lincoln King Community Center, a modernization effort for the fuel depot, plus just over $100,000 for Ohio Street improvement. The meeting at 6 in City Hall can be seen through the city's Facebook page. You can read all about the spending at RacineCountyEye.com. A proposed natural gas plant in Paris heads to a public hearing. We Energies is holding listening sessions Wednesday as they seek approval for a methane gas plant. At the Union Grove Village Hall Wednesday, We Energies officials will try to inform about the use of 14 acres east of 144th. The Public Service Commission is expected to give an opinion soon on whether the project can proceed. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose to the Grizzlies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home, 132-119 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Milwaukee's now lost four of their last five games. The Bucks had the lead, but let it slip away, head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the game changed in the middle of the third quarter.
I think we had a 10-point lead, had the ball on the side out, and turned the ball over, and they got a 3-point play. I thought that was a turning point of the game.
The Bucks are back at it tonight on the road in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. College hoops, Marquette losing at home over the weekend to UConn, 77-69. The Golden Eagles play St. John's tomorrow night. The Badgers beat Northwestern, 75-69. The Wildcats without their second leading scorer, Brooks Barnheiser, after he suffered a broken foot last week. Head coach Chris Collins.
The decision was made to shut it down. He's not going to be with us the rest of the year, but he left it all out there. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, but I love that kid.
That's Northwestern head coach Chris Collins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little patchy fog this morning, then it is going to be mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high right around 38 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30. We could see a little more freezing rain and snow by Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Thank you. I am a little cranky, yeah. You'd be cranky, too. I just went home to visit my mother. She is the queen of stupid questions. She says, you have a mom like that? Yeah. I walked in the house, first thing out of her mouth, you home? No, mom, I'm a hologram. They beam me in now from Manhattan. I called her once, my neat cousin Julie's number. Her phone number? No, her license plate number. I'm just gonna stand on the corner, maybe she'll drive by. She bought me a plant for my apartment once. My apartment's so hot, the plant immediately died. I called her up, Ma, the plant is dead. How do you know it's dead? There was a gun and a note. Dear Lenny, you suck, your apartment's hot. Goodbye, ficus.
Lennon, you can't miss his voice on that song. Love Me Do, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen, 609. Should have a nice drive in this morning. Yesterday I woke up, I'm going to go get over to the church, and I look at it and I said, whoa, what happened overnight? It was like a winter wonderland. I knew it was going to melt off because we had high in the 40s yesterday. But, yeah. I said, whoa. This morning I woke up, no snow. It was really nice. Hey, listen to this. The way Racine consumes local news is about to evolve to the next level. Listen to me tomorrow morning, 8:30, and we'll fill you in on all the details. Your home for local news is about to expand big time. And that's tomorrow morning, 8:30. You'll find out, all right? Our forecast for today, cloudiness with a high near 39. Cloudy lows around 21 tonight. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, highs near 29. Right now, it's cloudy with some fog. 37 degrees at Radio Park. I don't care what Punxsutawney Phil said. He said 6 more weeks of winter. I don't know. Looks good from here.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it. You broke it, oh, no.
Local news, Tamla Sitz here at WRJN. Well, we've got a whole new month now on the way. February. Here are things to look forward to this month in sports. The Super Bowl coming up this Sunday. The Daytona 500 and the NBA All-Star Game are on the 16th. Of course, award season. The Grammys were last night. The Critics' Choice Awards are coming up on Friday. The Spirit Awards on the 22nd. The Screen Actors Guild on the 23rd. And just a sneak peek into March, the Oscars are on March 2nd. Too much TV, the list here, so let's just say this one. It's my favorite TV show. Season 48 of Survivor lands on the 26th. Two big movies arrive on Valentine's Day, Captain America Brave New World and Paddington, Peru. Both hit theaters on the 14th. And finally, we've got the holidays for you. The big one, Valentine's Day again. It's on the 14th, guys. Never changes. President's Day on the 17th. All of February is Black History Month. We've also got Groundhog Day, which was yesterday. Punxsutawney Phil said 6 more weeks of winter. I don't know what Jimmy the Groundhog in Sun Prairie said. I got to look that up. National Pizza Day, my favorite holiday, coming up on the 9th. And February 22nd, National Margarita Day. Now, Margarita Day is on a Saturday this year, so that could be dangerous. 6:14, make it 6:15 now at WRJN.
Two girls for every boy. I've got a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Sir City, here we go. You know it's not very cherry, it's a goldie but a goodie. Sir City, here we go. Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I want.
Surf City, 617, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. Cloudy, highs near 39 today. Right now, some fog and clouds. 37 degrees at Radio Park. Well, you know that WRGN plays the timeless hits, and now, as Valentine's Day sneaks up on us, we'll help with some timeless gifts as well. It's WRGN's Timeless Hits, Timeless Gifts giveaway. Now, we'll send one lucky winner up with all the gifts you need for your Valentine. Flowers are covered by Sunny Sign Florist of Kenosha. Your sweetheart's sweet tooth satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. That all-important sparkle of jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. And a great concert night with Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater February 28th. Now to enter, go to any one of our sponsor locations and we'll choose the winner at random Monday, February 10th and call the winners with all the details. Stop in at Sunny Sign Florist in Kenosha to register at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits, timeless gifts from your Valentine. WRJN. Oh, nobody's going to love you like we do. Come on, you know that. Hey, speaking about love, a new poll asked, would you prefer extra love, extra money, or extra time? 46%, almost half, voted for extra money. 29% voted for extra time. 24% said extra love. Now, in the comments section, somebody said extra money can buy extra love. Well, not according to the Beatles, because they said money can't buy you love.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the video game Fortnite and Sabrina Carpenter's music, this might be the most earth-shattering news you've ever heard. So have a seat. The pop star is in talks to have her image featured in the game Fortnite, according to Forbes, which reports the game will use her music and develop a skin in her likeness. Other artists that have been featured in Fortnite include Eminem, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Mariah Carey, and Metallica. I still love watching people do the Fortnite dance. Selma Blair is back to work. The actress is the star of films like Cruel Intentions, The sweetest thing and a guy thing, co-wrote by yours truly. Did you really think I was above making a shameless plug? Blair announced in 2018 that she was dealing with multiple sclerosis. According to Variety, the actress has signed on to three new film projects, including Stay Forte, which is the story of the three Israeli hostages taken by Hamas October 7th of last year. No real details were given about her MS, other than the actress says she's feeling much better. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
It's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Yes, hand in hand.
California Nights. It's 625. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Cloudy with a high near 39 today. Some fog and clouds and 37 degrees right now at Radio Park. You know someone who's, somebody you might know has something they need to worry about all the time, right? There are some people that just have the need to worry. Well, for those people, I got this for you. Astronomers just spotted a 300-foot asteroid with a 1.3% chance of smashing into the Earth in 2032. We might not know the true chances, though, until 2028, just 3 years from now. Just to give you an idea, an asteroid half this size hit eastern Russia back in 1908, flattened 80 million trees over an area of 800 square miles. So if you need something to worry about or you know someone who does, this should do the trick for you, right? It's 626 at WRJN.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
There. Wake up, little Susie, 628, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Don't forget, the way Racine consumes local news is about to evolve to the next level. Listen to me tomorrow morning, 8:30, and we'll fill you in. Your home for local news is about to expand. Details tomorrow morning at 8:30. Hey, how's this for prayers being answered? A woman in Virginia won $1 million this month in the state's annual New Year's Millionaire Raffle. She bought the ticket late last year, but the drawing wasn't held until January 1st. She had been storing the ticket in her Bible. I got to start doing stuff like that. It's 628. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for a cloudy day today with a high near 39, fog and clouds and 37 right now, right here at Radio Park with the Grassroots Midnight Confessions.
Hey!
WRJN. Just a reminder, if you want to hear some of our past interviews we've done on the air and you say, oh, I missed it. I can't go on living unless I hear it again. All right. Here's what you do. We podcast a lot of these interviews we do on WRJN in the morning. Just go to WRJN.com, civicmedia.us, or the Civic Media app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Just type in Don Rosen Show and it's all there. We have nearly 300 podcasts we've done in the morning. So check them out. And the easiest way is go to WRJN.com, right? Hey, it's 6:32, local news, timeless hits. Let's see what's going on locally. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A parking lot accident led to the death of a 21-year-old employee at the Burlington Menards last night. Police say the worker was leaving a meeting after the store closed when he was pinned between two vehicles. A statement from police says a co-worker's vehicle struck him while he was unloading his trunk. The 20-year-old driver is said to be fully cooperating with law enforcement as an investigation continues. A Pleasant Prairie police officer was injured and their squad car totaled in a three-car crash last week. It happened at 165 in Green Bay Road. The driver at fault got citations for speeding and ignoring a traffic signal. The collision did send the officer to the hospital for treatment. An accident-prone intersection in Racine County is getting a roundabout. The county board last week approved funding for a single-lane roundabout coming to highways K and V. The intersection has been a topic of concern, with 54 crashes resulting in 16 injuries over the last 5 years. You will have time to get ready. Construction is planned for 2029. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin agriculture and agribusiness bracing for retaliatory tariffs. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. The conversation started cascading over the weekend. The United States ready to levy tariffs against Canada, Mexico, as well as China, some of the biggest markets for Wisconsin agriculture. Nick Paulson, who is an ag economist at the University of Illinois and a recent guest speaker at the UW Ag Outlook Forum, says no matter what the tariff is, agriculture needs to brace for retaliation.
The challenge with agriculture is, you know, the U.S. is, we do rely so heavily for a lot of our major ag commodities on export markets, which unfortunately makes them a prime target for some of that retaliatory action. When we put in place tariffs on other countries, you know, ag is an easy target for them to put tariffs on our exports to them. And so even if agriculture is not part of the broader policy objectives of that trade policy, it unfortunately a lot of times feels the brunt of some of the negative consequences.
That's Nick Paulson. He is an ag economist with the University of Illinois and a recent guest speaker during the UW Ag Outlook Forum. By the numbers, the top five products that Wisconsin agribusiness exports to other countries are sauces and yeast, dairy, prepared vegetables, wood products, and meat preparations. And our top five export partners, Canada, Mexico, China, Korea, and Japan.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and SDS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for Heads Up Seed Treatment.
And the Wisconsin FFA Foundation has awarded over $23,000 in grants to 29 Wisconsin FFA members as part of their supervised agricultural experience support. The recipients received up to $1,000 each for their projects, which cover a wide range of areas. This weekend, the Wisconsin FFA alumni getting together for their state convention. That will be happening in Stevens Point. I'm Pam Yonke.
We have a little patchy fog this morning, then it is going to be mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high right around 38 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30. We could see a little more freezing rain and snow by Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
One of the things I did not know before I got married, that I found out after I got married, is that every single day of my married life, I would be discussing the tone in my voice. I was not aware, as a single man, that I so often speak in the incorrect tone. I thought it was a marriage. Apparently, it's a musical. I walk around the house, one of those round black Glee Club things. How about that one? Am I getting closer? It's your tone. My tone. Yes, your tone. What's wrong with my tone? I don't like your tone. What do you want me to do? You better change your tone. Ever heard that? My actual speaking voice that I am using right now to communicate with you is not welcome in my house. That's why I'm out here talking to you.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. The sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. The sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words. The wills of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Simon & Garfunkel, Sounds of Silence at WRJN. You know, the way Racine consumes local news is about to evolve to the next level. Listen to me tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m. We'll fill you in on all the details. Your home for local news is about to expand. Details tomorrow morning, 8:30, right here at WRJN. Right now, it's time for Odd But True. You know, squirrels hibernate so hard, you can juggle them without waking them up. Now, you shouldn't juggle squirrels. You could, but don't ever do it. Candy going up the country. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Cloudy today with a high near 39. Right now we have some fog and clouds in the area. 37 degrees at Radio Park. Bringing back the days of Woodstock. Can't he going up the country? Local news, time of the states at WRJN. It's time for a fun fact. We've all had milk duds, right? Well, the word duds in milk duds came about because the company created them and wanted to make them perfectly round. Found it was impossible, so all of them wound up being duds. Milk duds. Now you get it, huh? I feel like Paul Harvey. And there you go, the rest of the story. Looking for cloudiness today with a high near 39, fog and clouds 37 right now at Radio Park.
Dearest, darling, I had to write to say that I won't be home anymore. For something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from closer. That is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of the small motel. She was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa.
like to rest her, kiss her. Told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. For I was only 24 hours from Tulsa. Only one day away from your arms. I hate to do this to you, but I love somebody new. What can I do when I can never, never, never go home again?
That's Gene Pitney, 24 hours from Tulsa. 647 local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. Thank you for joining us here on this Monday morning. You know, the WRJN plays the timeless hits, right? And now as Valentine's Day comes up, we'll have some timeless hits and timeless gifts for you, too. It's a WRJN Timeless Hits, Timeless Gifts giveaway. We'll set up one lucky winner with all the gifts you need for your Valentine. Flowers are covered by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Your sweetheart's sweet tooth is satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. That all-important sparkle of jewelry from Rasmus and Diamonds in Racine. And a great concert to boot with Hermits, Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater February 28th. Simply enter at one of our sponsor locations. We'll choose the winner at random on Monday, February 10th. And you will call the winner with all the details at that point. Now, you can stop in to register at Sunnyside Florist in Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmus and Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits with timeless gifts from your Valentine. Nobody loves you like we do here at WRJN. All right, I'm not crying over this. Firefighters in Florida dealt with a mess on Wednesday when a truck spilled more than 4,000 gallons of milk. Again, I'm not going to cry over that. Are you?
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Yeah.
Exciters, tell them. Local news from Tamla City to WRJN. The way WRJN and Racine consumes local news is about to evolve to the next level. Listen to me tomorrow morning at 8:30 and we'll fill you in on all the details. Your home for local news is about to expand. Details tomorrow morning, 8:30, right here at WRJN. And in What Was He Thinking news, a woman was okay with her husband hunting Bigfoot until she found out he was taking his ex along with him. She filed for divorce. One more time. What was he thinking? Cloudy with a high near 39 today. Fog and clouds right now. 37 at Radio Park.
Nothing you can say can tear me away from my God. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my God. I'm sticking to my God like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my God. Nothing you could do could make me untrue to my God.
My God.
Nothing you could buy could make me tell a lie to my God.
My God.
I gave my God my word of honor to be faithful, and I'm gonna, you best be believing, I won't be deceiving my God. As a matter of
my guys, 6:56, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Cloudy today with a high near 39, cloudy lows 21 tonight, increasing clouds tomorrow with a high near 29, 37 fog and clouds right now at Radio Park. Well, the road has changed over the years for Alice Cooper. Quote, the drugs backstage, they're still there, except now they're Bengay, Advil, and Tylenol. All the rock star drugs are now available at Walgreens. Tough getting old, huh?
How can you tell me how much you miss me? When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. Nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling.
Overnight.
To me, you were the
sing. This boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. Can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
Out of town, Johnny Rivers, local news and Tamla's hits at WRJN. Okay, yesterday was Groundhog Day. Punxsutawney Phil didn't see his shadow, or did see his shadow, whatever it was. 6 more weeks in winter, that's what he said. I don't know what Jimmy the Groundhog in Sun Prairie said, but we'll find out, hopefully. Now, in the movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray, it's an annual tradition in my house. We have to watch it on Groundhog Day. Got to watch Bill Murray's character, Phil. He's stuck in the same day every day he wakes up. Now, director Harold Ramis said it was probably 30 to 40 years that he was doing that. But in the original script, he was looping for 10,000 years, waking up to "I Got You, Babe" on the radio with those two DJs. Hey there, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's Groundhog Day. Remember that? Hey, it's 7 o'clock on the noggin right now. Let's check news. Local news and